Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour.
Here we are, Friday.
And we have a caller that's waiting in the queue. We're going to get to you just in a moment. But first, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. For those of you who haven't called in yet, please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Again, that's 914-338-0164. And our listeners and callers may join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, where you may follow us as well. And anything before we start, Neil?
No, nothing.
Mm-mm. Okay. And then we have 860. So it's 205 first and then 860. And I opened the chat room on accident. Okay. 205, hi.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. It's a pleasure to speak.
Hi.
It's a pleasure again to speak to you both. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So we didn't ever get that picture.
Oh, my God. I sent two. That's what I was calling. I sent two to your email. So you didn't get
I did not get them. Nope. Mm-mm.
Wow.
I thought you may just, privacy issue or something, but no, I didn't receive them. So there may have been a problem with the spelling of the email, which I don't want to give over the air.
Right.
But shoot.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. I'm actually in my Gmail. Looking at, to you, the email address, dated the 14th.
No.
And it appears that it was successful. It say to the email address, and it say January 14th, 12:11 p.m.
Then I'm in my email now, and it's not here. And it's the Outlook address.
Yeah, it's at the Outlook.com address. I'm going to send it again now. I'm going to see what it does. Let's see if
Can you send it to our Facebook page, like the show page? Do you know where that is?
What is it on our Facebook page?
Send it to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, because then, we can make sure we see it. And then while you're sending it, we'll take this 860 call and then get back to you. How about that?
Okay. Do I send it through like the messenger?
Yeah. Send it through messenger.
Okay.
Send it through messenger and we'll get back to you in like 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Sounds great. Yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Let's bring on our caller from 860. Hi, 860.
Hi, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi. My name is Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember your voice.
Wow, I haven't called in over a year. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I remember you. You have a son that you're estranged from, right?
Oh, wow. You're very good.
Well, it's just, I don't know, for some reason I remember certain details, but I don't remember your birth date. What is that?
Hey, why not? January 26, 1969.
1959 or 69? 1959. Okay. 1989, 1990. So you're 33, 6. And where you're on the East Coast or something like that? Okay. You don't have to tell us where exactly, but you're somewhere over there. So we haven't heard from you for a while. What's going on?
I'm wondering about the state of my marriage. Seems to be 30 bad years, and I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, what's your husband's birthday?
5/26/64.
So you guys are born on the same day, different months. And by the way, happy birthday. You have a birthday coming up, 13/23/30. Same numbers. Same numbers.
Well, he's 26, but he's May 26, 64.
Yeah, but you are the same karmic and master number as your husband.
Okay.
So, I mean, the numbers and birth date are different. I mean, aside from this, the fact that you share the same day, but the numbers are, you know, you're a 33-6 when you add up all the birth date, the numbers in your birth date, and he's also 33-6. Did I do that right, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
He's got some problem in relationship. He's got an 11 in his 1964 and his 5-6. You guys are both master number 6, and your months are a 1 and 5. That's a 6 together. So your months become your master numbers respectively. And then they've got that 22 factor in their days, which is, can be problematic because of the relationship issue. So Lisa, you're saying 30 years of problems?
Yeah, 30 years of very unhappy.
So when were, what year were you married?
1991, December 14th, 1991.
So you've been unhappy since December 1991. That's not so good.
Yeah, since his mother screamed and cried at the wedding because I was divorced and he was marrying a divorcee, and nobody stopped her, and it just got worse from there. He turned his back on me in the bed that night, and he hasn't touched me since.
Oh boy, is she? Is this like a Catholic family or something like that?
What family? Psychopathic?
Catholic? I mean,
Catholic.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I got an annulment for her, and it wasn't enough.
So they are Catholics. That's accurate.
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, they've all been divorced multiple times. All of her children have been shacking up. All of her children except for him left their children to go find themselves. So, but I'm the bad one.
Well,
and they're all,
I mean,
wait. Drug addicts and alcoholics, but I'm the bad one. Okay.
Okay. Well, also they have 5-6 in their years. That's another 11 going on. Do you have the mother's birthday by any chance?
Oh, gosh, no. No, she's passed.
No. Oh, she's out of the picture.
Well, the day after she died, my friend who's a psychic called me and said, this woman won't leave me alone. And I said, oh, no. And she wants forgiveness. And I'm like, she made my life miserable for 30 years. She wants forgiveness.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Please, if you're unhappy, why are you staying in the marriage?
Because I'm not well and he threatens to take my health insurance.
Because you get it through him?
Yeah.
And is he still working?
Yes.
Yeah, you would imagine he is. So you're getting it through his job.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
and I can't work. I'm too sick to work anymore.
Okay, so Lisa, first of all, listen to this. First of all, your day and month and his day and month respectively add up to 9 and 4.
Yeah.
That happens to be your last number in your birth year and his last number in his year. Okay, that's one. Two, you've been married 30 years now. And you both have karma at 33 equals 6. Now both your numbers put together are 6 and 6, which is 12, which happens to be your first two numbers when you put them together. Also, your 6 in your day and the six in his day matches your master numbers.
Well, and her first two numbers. I don't know. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Lisa, the first case study is that you married him, you had no choice, it was karma. The karma compelled the two of you to get married. Now, the karma doesn't care if it's good or bad, it just says, karma, you got to get married to him. Obviously, though, there was some background in the karma that was screwed up. So when you came back with him, you're already dealing with a background of dark energy. Now, you couldn't escape it. That's why you're stuck. And the compelling fact of you being stuck has to do with your health and health insurance and him threatening you. So we have that. We have that, obviously, that process. Now, your month and his month become a six. And that is your master number and his master number. And what that does is it sort of, the six would be a destruction of the psyche. So it's changed your whole mind around. In other words, your mind doesn't really belong to you, Lisa, because your mind has been compelled to battle your husband for 30 years. So how can your mind be completely your own when it's been preoccupied with strife and division? So he's robbed you of your mind and he's held threat against you. Well, you have two choices. One, you just screw the health insurance and you go, I don't care. You'll take it away or whatever. I'll get a lawyer. You go that route. Or you can suffer through. Or I'm going to ask you another third question before Kristen puts in some thoughts herself. Have you ever in your life known anyone named Nancy?
His sister is Nancy.
Yeah, so Nancy is coming in. So if Nancy's coming in and that's his sister, that's still karmic tribal stuff. So give me your best opinion of Nancy.
Oh, lazy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one.
Completely checked out of life, completely in a fairy world, fairy tale world. Completely checked out. She left her three children, too, to go find herself.
Well,
a drug addict.
Yeah. See, there's a correlation. You could just say to your, I don't care. You know, sue me. Take away my health. Do what you need to do. I'm done with you. I'm done. 30 years enough. You could.
There's no hope here, right? I mean, I'm not wrong. There's no hope here. 30 years of trying. I'm broken.
Probably not. But, you know, you've got to take, there's nothing wrong with taking it. You know, Lisa, you've got to at some point understand what it is to take a risk and to capture your own essence and happiness.
Yeah, and the other thing, I mean, aside from her leaving the marriage and worrying about health insurance, is there's, if you are disabled, you can get Social Security disability possibly. I mean, that's what I would start looking into.
There's going to be what?
But disability, she can get it to anybody. Yeah, but I mean, you can't get Social Security and Social Security disability. So Social Security disability is separate, and you can get that at any age. So she would have to go through a lengthy application process for that.
Well, maybe,
but if you're disabled and you have your doctor's support and a good case, then, you know, that would mean you have health insurance coverage.
The time is now.
Coverage? Do you get medical insurance?
I'm not sure.
Or Medicaid plus?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure how it works.
The time
is now. But you get a stipend at least.
You're 62, and that's your inverted day and his inverted day. And you've gone through 30 years. And that's a multiple of 6 by 5, which actually is, in his year and your year, 5 times 6. It's about time. About time that you don't spend the rest of your life repeating 30 years of your former life.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to change? No. It's going to change. But you can change. This won't change, but you can change.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else, Lisa?
See my son coming back anytime?
Unless you're still estranged from him?
Yep.
As long as you start thinking about everybody else and what they're going to do to you, you're going to be stuck. Get your mind out of everything else. Right now, you think about Lisa. Think about Lisa and what you need to do. And whatever follows from that path will be the good path. Whatever follows through after you take claim of your own life will be what karma is, what you deserve. And if nobody wants to follow you on your path, then let it go. But you're spending too much time conducting your life on what everybody else is doing or what could they do.
I got my face ripped by a dog last February, and I'm supposed to get some money from the insurance company. Do you think it will be enough money to get out of here?
Well, perhaps. I mean, perhaps. I don't know. If you got your face ripped by a dog, I don't know. I'm seeing two figures. One is $4,000 and one is $14,000. I don't even know what that means yet.
Okay.
Well, the other thing is, Lisa, if your husband's still working and you go through a divorce procedure, he's likely going to have to pay you alimony if you're unable to work. So I'm not sure what his income is. What kind of work does he do?
He's IT. I think he's worried about that too. If he knows he's going to have to pay something and he tells me I'm going to get nothing.
Well, he doesn't have any control over whether
don't
he gets something
to him.
Or not.
Get a divorce. Get on with your life. Your life seems miserable. And now you got bit by a dog. Get out of this mess. Get a divorce and move on and see what happens. Claim a different
be
point of life. You're 62 now. Come on. Let's get going.
62, which is their inverted day.
I know.
Why am I not listening to what you're
saying? Well, nothing. Sometimes
I don't
things
know.
Never change.
It's funny. Okay. Well, wish you luck, Lisa.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we're getting back to Patricia, but Patricia, I have received nothing in the...
It's not net. What about Facebook?
Got it.
Oh my God.
So this was his 52nd birthday, and you have their birthday, Neil.
That's when he turned. That was a party we had for him. For him and my mom, I gave both of them a big party with both families involved because neither one had ever had a birthday party. Their birthday, my mom's birthday, is the same as his birthday also. Oh, my God. So we celebrated their birthday.
Yeah, he's a flashy kind of guy. He likes to dress up.
Yeah, it's a party.
I know, but he... you can tell he's
he
in fashion.
He's
well, I wouldn't say that necessarily, but he is wearing one glove.
Yeah, exactly. He's like a Michael Jackson in a railroad outfit.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's a prison outfit, black and white.
You know, so tell us what's happened. First of all, did you make a police report?
What has happened is the report has been made. I was given a case number just to document it. So if anything else happened, I can move forward. And so that's pretty much that. I did reach out to another family member. I managed to find her number in another phone of mine, old phone. This is a sister that he highly respects and is very, very close to. And he would not want her to know that he is doing these things. So I reached out to her, talked to her about 30 minutes. She apologized, told me. I sent her the text. I took a picture of the little letter that he left on my car. And sent that all to her, and she said, I'm going to reach out to him. This is very disturbing to me, and this is my brother, so I can imagine how you feel. She said, I didn't know all of this was going on, Patricia. I thought he had moved on, how long has it been? And I told her 3 years, well, 4 years next month. She said, I'm going to reach out to him. So about 2 days later, she sent me a text that she called him. He did not answer, but she sent him a text, and now she's waiting to hear from him. So that was probably around the weekend or maybe the first of this week. And so she told me she would get back with me, and she's a woman of her word. Just a beautiful person, have always been. So, yeah, she's going to contact me. If, even if he decides he doesn't want to talk about it, she's going to let me know, you know, that, hey, I've reached out to him, and he knows I know about this, and I've expressed how I feel, and he didn't want to talk about it because he will do that, you know. So that's what's been going on since the last we talked.
Okay. And do you have a question specifically about this or something else?
I just want to know, what do you pick up surrounding him and why he just continues to, you know, not move on? Like, why do he persist?
Well, has he contacted you since the last contact that we've discussed?
He hasn't. I guess the question is, so will he after all of this? I guess it's not why he's persisting, but will he back on off and, you know, go on his way after this? By me,
because I think we just find why he is the way he is. I mean, you know, as far as going into the past life history and talking about the fact, you know, what discussed off air. Why he's like this, will he persist? I think,
You know, a guy like this, what will give your...
I mean, you know, I think you've told him you've contacted the police, you've got family members involved, and, you know, they're addressing him on your behalf. I mean, it's possible that he could make contact at some future date, but I think for the time being, he's going to keep his distance, especially given the threat of the police involvement.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, he's not...
Wait, 630, we're going to get to you shortly, by the way.
When you get into the gangster...
That's
attitude.
What he looks like, yeah. Like an old-fashioned 20-year-old.
He's got a gangster mentality. What's keeping him here and what you're impacted by is his anger. He's angry.
Oh, okay.
And,
yes.
And so his anger may be he's, you know, he's apparently angry at women. He's got an anger issue with women. But a guy like this, usually if they're intimidated enough, they go out and find another victim. It's too much hassle. So I think with you, it might be, she's too much of a hassle, I'll move on. But see, it doesn't cure them. It's just their hunger goes, their hunger and their anger.
It's diverted to
finds
somebody
another
else.
Victim.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we don't underestimate what a human being can do to another. So we're not minimizing his dark attitude and his criminal intention. But I think he's stuck in anger. I think at a point in time he will release that anger from you because he'll be intimidated by higher authority and move on, saving his ego because he'll exchange his anger from you to some other victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you won't be a good favor for him with him, but so what? You know, who do you care what he thinks of you?
You're right on about the anger he would get when he if we disagreed, if I disagreed with him or, you know, just kind of stood up for what I felt, you know, hey, that controlling attitude doesn't work with me. And, you know, normally I would get my stuff and pack up and just come home because I, you know, thank God he wasn't my place where I needed to reside at. I own my own home. So whenever he would get upset, you know, I would just pack up and, you know, just walk out. And he would get so angry. He would call me, you know, yelling on the phone, and I would hang up in his face. And then finally, after a couple of days of cooling down, he would send this lovely text, you know, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I love you. And then, you know, the saga would repeat itself until finally I just, you know, when I called him and decided to leave and never returned 3 years, almost 4 years ago. So, yeah, he definitely had these anger issues, and a lot of his relationships, he's been married before. He has been the cause of, you know, the breakup because of, you know, other women that he would pursue or thought he could have all the women, and we would just, you know, settle for that. Yeah, okay, well, go out and be with me, you know, be with me and other women and all of that stuff. I guess he just felt like he was one of those men that he could do that and you would be okay with it. But I was not okay with any of that, you know, because he's not only is he that type of man to feel that way, but he's also the type of man that I want you to be loyal to me. So
right.
All of the things that he required from you, he did
he
not want
respect.
To give to you. Right.
Yeah. I think that, you know, you've taken all these steps. Good that you followed the advice of going to the police, and now I would release it and put your focus elsewhere. You know, I mean, you don't feel, you're not in fear, are you, in your home at this point?
No, I'm not in fear. I feel more and more empowered, you know, when he tries to contact me. And you know, I tell him the same thing. Hey, look, you know, I wish you well. I'm not interested. Go away. You know,
right.
And just, yeah, so I feel safe here. I don't think, you know, that was a shock when he came, you know, when he approached her and left that. That was shocking to me. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with him then. But other than that, I do feel safe in my home.
Right, because there's been no more communication since that point, correct? I just want to make sure we're clear on that. I think you know, you've done everything that you can do on a physical level at this point to get him to stay away from you. I would stop focusing on him now and move on with your life.
Okay.
Because, you know, putting attention on something that you want out of your life isn't gonna help the process of getting him out of your life. Stop focusing on him. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, you both have been just as helpful as always, and I thank you graciously for your time and service. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Definitely your beautiful gift. You are two very beautiful earth angels. We love you. I certainly do. And I'll speak for the, you know, hopefully the other callers, you know.
That's nice of you.
Take care. Yes, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart.
What you do is
very beautiful. We love the platform. I mean, a lot of us come to you when we can't go to others that don't really understand. And besides, you tend to be able to reach a little farther from what appears to be in front of us. You actually go, you know, that needs to be trusted. It's spiritual. It's God touch. It's enlightening. Enlightenment. So certainly it's beautiful. And I thank you. Please. until the next time, stay safe, because we need to continue to stay safe in this new world of, I guess, COVID. And many blessings to you both. And I will be checking in, I know, at another time.
Great.
Whenever
Great.
The next one. Yeah. I will. Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
Patricia.
Comments, Patricia. Thank you.
We appreciate it. You know, and people, by the way, I never suggest this, but they can write reviews on our pages. There is a facility to be able to post reviews. So we, you know, if you've had a positive experience with us, post a review. We would love it, and we really appreciate Patricia's words. It's nice to hear. Okay, 630 is our next caller. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I haven't. Happy New Year, you guys. I haven't called in a while.
Is this
it's
Dion?
Dion? Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hi. How's your new? What's your birthday? It's a 12573.
Yeah. I was listening to the last couple of callers, and it takes a lot of courage to move on from a situation, you know, a lifestyle.
Yeah,
I recently just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can say that I feel really good about taking that leap of faith. And, you know, you're always going to have fear of the unknown, but it's made a big dramatic difference. And it took me a lot of years to manifest that change, but I'm here now, and I'm glad that I did it, you know. New adventures.
Yeah.
You're in, so you moved from Chicago to, was it Wisconsin? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, so I do remember. To Wisconsin. And so what's going on? What's your question today?
Okay. Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's a whole new world for me. Like, I changed my business model and added a public website where the public can now purchase, you know, windows from me and stuff. A lot of people were telling me, get back into real estate, get back into real estate. But I didn't find, at least not of yet, anything panned out with that. And so I just listened to my own intuition, and I pivoted with my main business, you know. I mean, I didn't give up on the other income streams. It just feels like every income stream that I have is just like a slow drip here. And I'm trying to figure out, why do I get so far and then it seems like the progress stops, you know?
So are you talking about financial difficulty that you're having in terms of sustaining yourself?
Yeah. Like, now I have my new life, you know, I'm here now, but I have to sustain the new life too, you know, because it was a big upgrade, just a lot of things. Like, I'm glad that I made the transition. It's awesome. But now I have the fear of, you know, am I going to be able to continue to keep it going?
Okay, do you sell windows?
Yeah.
My suggestion, Dion, real quickly, money is involved in eight, and your eight is broken up by 5, 2, 1. That's a broken up eight, so you're going to have a problem with money. But before Kristen adds some comments, I want to say to you, get involved with insurance companies, because when homes are destroyed or damaged, those insurance companies sometimes seek out people, and windows are always sometimes the case. So look into how you can connect
network
to insurance
to them.
Companies.
That's a good idea.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah. So how long do you see that problem with money, with the 5, 2, 1 you were saying?
Well, I mean, you have a problem. I mean, you're historically, I mean, we know, and I don't know if Neil remembers, she lost family business. So it was a family business of selling windows, and she grew up with very, your family was very wealthy, right? And you were supposed to inherit the business, and you didn't. Your siblings essentially stabbed you in the back, and you think that is So that's,
yeah, they,
I mean,
yeah.
That, so that broken up
they, yeah, they
is,
stole my money.
They stole your money. So she's, I mean, the broken up eight is, you know,
yeah.
Is not just about her, you know, having problems generating income now. It's about having like a fortune stolen from her, unfortunately. And when we talked to you last, you were talking about transitioning into real estate and that being your main source of income, if I remember correctly, and putting the windows on the, as more of a side thing. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but the thing is every lead that I had pursuing real estate, working with a company or this or that, nothing panned out.
Nothing worked.
So then I just, nothing. So then I
it
got
was a
the
real,
idea of opening.
I'm sorry. It was a major real, I remember our last call. You were looking to interview with a major real estate, like a major national company, right? Being an agent for them, and that didn't work out.
No, I get interviews, but nothing pans out. Like the major real estate company, the guy canceled the interview like at the 11th hour because he said that he caught COVID, and then he never reached back out. But I mean, I just have to figure out going forward how I can make things work for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been supporting myself since I was 24 years old. So I know that, you know, there's always going to be a way. But am I getting in my own way? Or what's the karmic hang up with this? I got to resolve it because eventually something's got to change there, right?
So you're 20 years beyond your karmic number of 28, which is two cycles of 10 beyond her karmic number. So you made this change of a move. Are you meeting your bills right now? I mean, are you able to pay your rent?
Yep, I am.
So you're surviving. And you've
correct.
Expanded the window business by putting it online. Neil suggested networking somehow with insurance companies.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, you know, sometimes with insurance companies, they're general contractors and they do the whole ball game. But sometimes insurance companies, there's damage just to windows. And so
you're right.
So if you, here's what I'm getting. Stay in the window business. Reinvent yourself. Go to insurance companies and get involved that in insurance policies and what do you call insurance claims
that
you will supply the window, give them a good account of what you do. And my prediction is that might start to pick up speed.
I would also suggest, you know, we've talked about real estate and the fact that you were going to get into real estate, but what about contacting companies that are building new homes? I mean, is that happening in your area?
Yes, it is, and I've done that. I've done that too, but I think like where I'm at is such a small little town. Like the town is a small town, you know, and they kind of haven't been so welcoming to the newbie yet.
Right.
So
that's understandable. But there are areas, I'm sure, cities that are adjacent to you that you could start to, you know, get your information out there and try to get in contact with construction companies as well and see if you can supply windows for new construction. Those are two ideas. But, I mean, you know the window business. You've been doing this. I mean, it's what you've been raised in. And, you know, stick with it. You're making your bills. I think it will expand if you keep, you know, keep pounding the pavement, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try that one, Dion. Let's see if that route works. If not, it's going to be a means to an end. But let's see. You haven't explored that route. You seem to feel it might be a good idea. Let's see where it goes.
I'm going to follow up on that. And I do appreciate the advice. As far as like the karmic number being broken up, is that something that's going to like affect me my whole life? Or is the worst behind me now with that?
Well, the thing is, you're compounded. So you came in with an intense diversity of karma. And that eight is broken up in your day. But it is solidly in her karmic number. She does have an eight. So, I mean, you know, you have to get through that karma of, you know, that broken up money energy. But are you going to be destitute? No, I don't think so. But working throughout your life? Yes, probably.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you're compounded, so you can't get around that.
Yeah.
If you're saying if the worst is behind you, the answer to that is the application of your action now. So you can get around your karma. You have a strong nine going on, believe it or not, because when we look at your past life, you were a 27-9. And if we take out the 2 and 7 in your year, which was your past life energy, we have 5-1-3, which is a 9. And the 9 is endurance. So you want to focus on the numbers 9 and 8 as a visual energy. 9 and 8. 9 and 8. And you want to focus on those numbers. And when you talk to people in the insurance company, you just want to be very innovative and positive and show your product. And if you are dismayed by some of their reactions, like, well, we have our own people we work with or whatever, just keep trying.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay. All right, Dion, good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Okay, so we have 2 more callers, which in about 8 minutes apiece. 540s first, then 443.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year.
This is Vicky calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay. Hi, Vicky.
11-26-64.
Okay.
I had an interview about a week ago. I had a second interview next week, just trying to see, you know, will this be the right fit and will they extend an offer?
Okay.
Well, does this job have anything to do with sales?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved in sales?
Umpteen years ago.
Well, that's okay. It's still a vibration.
I'm going on the manager voice. What was the subject of the sales?
I used to work in retail, so retail sales.
Yeah. Did you do okay for the time?
At that time, yes, I did.
Uh-huh. You have a voice that lends itself to making sales. So I just want you, not fishing sales, but sales of merchandise and things like that. What's the job interview?
Wait. Say that again, I'm sorry.
See, her voice to me, I mean, I hear what you're saying about sales,
yeah.
but I'm getting something like administration. She seems, there's an organized, it's something about organization, management. What's the job, Neil was asking?
It's everything that you just said. A little of everything that you just said, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're both right, because you have to sell yourself now. So you have to sell yourself, this part of your voice, and then the other is the commanding sense of management. So it's about selling yourself. Question, do you have a brother?
I do.
And what does your brother do? Does he have his own business or what?
Well, I have a few brothers. A few of them have their own business, and one is in education.
And what is the theme of your administrative position you're seeking?
When you say theme, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
What field are you working? I mean, just tell
us
now.
It's going to be a little of IT. A little of IT and a little of contracts, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, your brother's successful?
The one in education, I think so.
education. Is he like, is he?
A professor. He's a professor.
Professor. Of what?
He teaches math and something to do with health, like, or I don't know what it's called, but
are you
does,
good at math?
He has two. No.
Okay, so here in your, are you going for a job interview?
Yeah, she just, that's what she's asking.
She's going for two?
She did you have the job interview already? I'm sorry, we got confused. I
had one and I'm having a second.
Sorry.
I thought that's what I said. You're right. I had one and
no, you
I have
said
a second
it.
One
we,
coming up next week.
We just got sidetracked.
Okay.
Well, between Kristen and I, you have the ability to win this job interview, or at least one of them. You've got to sell yourself. You cannot be negative. If they ask you a question and it provokes in you a negative response like, oh, no, I can't do that, or I've never – don't say that. Don't say anything negative. Twist it around and say, well, I have some experience in terms of – you know, just make it sound – everything's got to sound positive in your voice.
Okay.
And we think you might get it. That's our feel for it. I want to ask you another strange question, just an odd, offbeat question. In your upbringing, did anyone ever capture a lizard or have a pet lizard or anything with lizards?
I used to play with lizards. I did.
Okay.
You did. So that's a good...
Yeah.
Who knows why it came up? So maybe the spirit said, well, let's find a link to validate. What do you mean you played with them? You played basketball? What
yeah. <you mean? laughs> They were like my little friends, like my little pets. So, yeah.
So there's our validation, because I've never asked anyone in over 50 years if they played with lizards. I've never asked them. You're the first.
That's funny.
But I love lizards. We love lizards.
Yeah, we really, really
love
lizards. They're so cute.
Yeah.
And
but
they have such personalities. I mean, they're very playful and mischievous.
Exactly.
You visualize a lizard. Visualize having a tattooed lizard on your arm. Visualize lizards when you go to this interview. And just think of the positive energy you had with them. And just play a little bit with that thought. And be positive.
I don't know. For some reason, I have weird questions. One last thing before we let your call go. Anybody around you, law enforcement in the family or a friend?
Yes.
Okay. Who?
Family and friends.
Like what? The closest person to you. Pull out the person closest to you in law enforcement.
My nephew.
Okay. So it's just another validation that what we're telling you is accurate. Probably going to get this job. Follow our advice. Be confident. Sell yourself. Don't be a prostitute.
I don't think that would go over well. But
No. I'm just making a joke. I'm sorry. I hope it wasn't.
Okay. No, not at all.
Do let us know, you know, what happens in the interview, how it goes. Follow back up with
I will, for sure.
You know,
I will. Thank you so much.
Real quick, the interesting thing about Vicky is the abbreviated form is both masculine and feminine. So you take your feminine and masculine energies into that job in terms of the way you think of your mind and set. A manager is usually a somewhat masculine
male
stereotype.
Yes. Well, the person I'm having the interview with is a male. I had one with a female, and now the second one is with a male.
Okay, then you think of yourself as Vic.
Vic.
Okay. I can do this. I can do that. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Vicky can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. We hope that she does. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, by the way, for those of you who have not joined us there yet. And we have 443. Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay. Hi.
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 My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
And my birthday is 1-8-64.
Okay.
I don't really have a specific question, just maybe a general forecast, unless you want one.
Well, I mean, if there's something specific that you want to discuss, it might be good if you told us, but it doesn't matter.
I'm just working on myself spiritually, that's all. So if there's anything about that.
29-11-2, isn't she?
Yeah.
I for some reason, got that wrong the first time I added it up. I don't know why. Added it up as 28-10-1, then realized my error. Okay. Have we spoken with you before, Suzanne?
Yes. It's probably been since last April, I think.
8-9. Okay. Well, I mean, we probably talked to you about what happened in 1993, so let's review that. There would have been a change then, probably.
The only thing I can think of then was maybe a job change.
Okay, that's a change.
Like a location change, yeah.
Not a job change, but a location change, or both?
Yeah, I was a school teacher, so I went from one school to a different school.
School teacher.
What'd you teach?
Elementary school.
Elementary, yeah.
Okay.
And you, we talked to you about, did we talk to you about moving or your husband being at odds about being in a certain location? Yeah. Now I'm remembering who you are now.
She's married.
Yeah.
She's married. Did you move from the same place?
No, we're staying where we are, just like I said.
You wanted. Okay. Well, you're getting your wife. That's good.
Yeah. I have 4 grandchildren now. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, when you say, you know, your advice about spirituality, spirituality in itself doesn't need advice because it's a seeking energy of finding the essence of your spirit. And that can be through books, study, prayer, meditation, all of these things any psychic or person's going to tell you. If you're on a spiritual quest, that might be a little bit different because there's always mentors or seers who will tell you where to go or what to look for. The thing that I feel with you, Suzanne, that regardless of what your geographical location is, but one of the essence of the of your spiritual energy has to do with the ocean and sea anemones. And that, does that make sense? Can you explain?
Yes.
Do you collect seashells?
Well, I collect sand and shells, and I was a competitive swimmer until I was through college. So I love the water. I could live at the beach. I just love the beach and the water. And growing up in my house, we lived across the street from the marina, and so the water was outside my bedroom window.
Okay. So, you see, I didn't know that. We didn't know that. So here is, in terms of tapping into you asking and seeking spiritual guidance, you get the ocean, sea anemones and shells and water and ocean, and you validate all of that. That's where the essence of your spirit is. You've got to get back into that and do some actual travel in water. You've got to visualize it. You've got to get connected to it again. You've got to rebirth in it. You've got to do your own spiritual baptism, you know, on and on and on. That's where your energy will be. There is a woman by the name of Mary or Maureen. That's a kind of a mystic name, but there's something about that name that comes up. I don't know if it's in your past, maybe in the future.
Okay.
Maureen.
I don't know.
Not anybody?
I do have a friend named Maura that grew up near me, whose parents had a boat right across the right across from my room.
When you said Maureen,
like right across from my bedroom window.
Here's what you do.
And there you go.
You go. You have access to go back to the ocean. Are you near the ocean?
Yes, I'm close to the water. Yes.
Go to the water, go into the water, go into the water above your head, float down with a cannonball, and visualize yourself being 7 years old, and run through your mind any memory you have when you were 7 while you're in that position.
But though maybe you're on the East Coast, so maybe a little frigid in the water. right now.
I might have to wait a few months.
Yeah,
but when you're ready, do that.
Oh, I will. That sounds great.
Okay. Well, hopefully that helped.
Yes, thank you very much.
Anything else before we close?
Anything from loved ones or anything?
There's an R sound. Reynolds,
yep.
Richard,
Robert.
R sound. Robert.
Yep, my dad.
He crossed over, yeah. He's coming in. He's coming in. For some reason, he just came in. It's like he just threw his suitcases down and said, oh, boy, she just called me. I just got in. It almost sounds like in life he was on airplanes a lot, but maybe that's just from the astral travel. But did he have any experience with airplanes?
He did travel a good bit for work.
Well, he just came in and said hello, and he said, he says to you, Father knows best. That was a TV show.
Yeah.
But he said, Father knows best. And, you know, there was a show called The Donna Reed Show.
Uh-huh.
And a guy was on there, the husband was Carl, I think. Anyways, the message from you asked about message, your father came in. He is here. He loves you. He almost seems like he's throwing a suitcase on a bed that looks like a hotel bed. I don't know why he's doing that. Maybe he's been traveling.
Unpacking.
Yeah.
Unpacking.
Did you have in your background a room full of dolls or stuffed animals?
I mean, we had a lot. We didn't have a whole room full, but we probably had a lot, yes.
Well, anyways. He's here. You asked, and he's here, and he says he loves you. I don't think there's any urgent message, but
okay, that's
but
nice.
He's here, Robert.
Any just real quick, because we're at the end of our hour. Any like heirloom necklace that you have passed on from family member, grandmother? Okay, I'm sorry.
I have a ring for my grandmother. I have a ring for my grandmother, and a necklace from my dad has his thumbprint on it.
It's okay. That's your dad. The ring is not, that doesn't qualify. I was getting a necklace and then Neil mentioned the father, and then you have a necklace with your father's thumbprint. So that fits in with the fabric of what we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you so much.
Suzanne, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Just real quick, 845 will bring on momentarily, but we're kind of out of time. 845, who's this?
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Maria. Yeah, I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Maria, we can do real quick reading with you. What's your birth date? I know we've talked to you before.
Oh, that's nice. My birthday is May 15, 1942.
19 what?
42.
11, 21, 27, 9. Okay, what's your question real quick, Maria?
My question is, I'm going to get it sooner this settlement to buy property overseas.
A settlement to buy a property?
Yes.
Okay, you kind of, I mean, is this like from an accident or property damage settlement?
Say it again.
What's the settlement for? Property? Is it an accident or property damage or?
Oh, no, from my husband, it was sick.
Oh, okay. So it's not really a settlement. It's like an insurance payout from your husband. I guess that is a settlement, but
it's
like a pension or. A settlement from his life insurance?
From insurance, yeah. From Blue Cross.
From Blue Cross. 611-21.
So you're seeking a settlement from Blue Cross for property from your ex-husband or your deceased husband?
Deceased. He was sick, but I mean, Blue Cross. What I guess I think we're confused. The settlement is not a life insurance policy. Are you in? Did they do something wrong with your husband, the insurance company?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney?
Yes.
Now, can the settlement reach above $100,000?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, Maria. It could be 80 in the 80,000. It could be 80,000. It could be 145,000. I don't know if that's accurate, but those figures may be the gross, not what you net after you pay everything off, but it could be the gross. Do you know what the house was worth? Do you know? You don't know anything? Any figures?
No.
Okay. Was anything ever mentioned to you about money?
No.
Your attorney is not telling. I mean, who's? There should be some. If you're in the process of trying to claim money from an insurance company,
Insurance. I know even I got a lawyer. The insurance. I got the lawyer. Is the lawyer for everybody?
Oh, joint. Oh, it's a joint thing. A lot of people involved.
Yes.
I.
Oh. Okay. We think you're going to get money. We don't know how much because we don't know how it splits up. But we think you're going to get some money. If your question is, will I get money? Yes. How much? We don't know. But there may be an outstanding figure of over $100,000 that's split up.
So
I don't know.
So it's a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right.
Property.
That's what I said originally.
Yeah, property. Well, we think you're going to get something, so that's encouraging. Let us know, Maria. Call us back and let us know when soon you find out.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay,
you call us.
Yeah, let us know.
Thank you, yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're back on the air Wednesday and Friday at a regular time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.